But some unpacking is needed, I think, of that line to preserve the illusion of capitalism, because so much is hidden behind it, including the, what should we call it, that captures more of the truth of it, the calculated, callous competitiveness of the Chinese global statesmen with their counterparts in the West, quote unquote. But is it fair to call them that before they were that? Their determination to catch up to the level of ruthlessness with which they were confronted from their equivalents in the West. Really, I suppose it was simply to catch up to their equivalents' adoration of Plato, which Kissinger argues in his book on China. They already had their own version of it. Perhaps it's incorrect to phrase it like that, but for convenience, we'll say, catch up to their equivalents' adoration of Plato and to the necessity of, quote unquote, of class being made intentionally global. Yeah, see, that's the difference. They didn't have that imperative as part of their totalitarian class system. But in every other sense, Kissinger saw perfect compatibility. But they necessarily came, and perhaps also, I think definitely also, because of the theft of Nikola Tesla's inventions. Anyway, to catch up to the ruthlessness with which they were confronted from their equivalents in the West, to their adoration of Plato, and to the necessity of class being made intentionally global via the financial mechanism of debt, and to their technological supremacy achieved by thievery, which, of course, as we learned from Proudhon, they would perceive as heroism, heroic because of their what they see as their adoption of classical values. And Proudhon, we've been discussing that, how the brigand in ancient times was considered heroic. And so thievery by their lights is simply their superiority, because their maxim, the underlying premise of class, is might makes right. So their technological supremacy was achieved by thievery, by stealing the inventions of Nikola Tesla. Let's set aside judgment of the Chinese rulers and focus more on the cost imposed on the Chinese people, the sacrifice, the spent hope, the contempt they have borne with such strength and creativity. They have been the main bargaining chip that the rulers, quote unquote, negotiate with, the Chinese rulers, that allows them to sit unbent at the table with the Plato's tribesmen, become one of them, the statesmen of the global state, who until prince, it seemed, could only be answered in their currency of hate. And of course, the suffering of the Chinese people has been mirrored all over the world. In the past 2.5 centuries, every continent and land has been weighted almost to breaking under this horror called the global class system, a horror that we must redeem with our successful fight for global freedom, which is simultaneously, I hope we're thinking through this, about each one of us seeing our fire within, our wholeness. Prince models this, but we have to do the work of finding it ourselves. This is a key message of our outro song, Third Eye, from his CD, The Truth. Thank you. We're going to move on out the door. Thank you so much for listening and finding your fire within, because you would not be listening to this show if you were not finding finding and stoking and growing that fire within. Outro song, Third Eye, from Princess CD, The Truth. Until next week, thank you for listening. I love you. Peace.
Is mine in such a reason why passion and fashion here and traveling time.
Save you is you.